First, a couple of reminders. Friday of this week is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. It is, of course, our parish patronal feast. It's also the patronal feast of our country because, indeed, Our Lady as the Immaculate Conception is the patroness of our country. Masses will be on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and then on Friday at 7:30 in the morning, noon, and 7 p.m. It is a day of obligation. Also, this week we have the book club at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock in room 103. The book that we are starting now is called Killing Jesus by Bill O'Reilly. Good book. If you'd like to come, just come to room 103, and we'll be happy to have you come there. A man went to the doctor's office, and the doctor said to him, "I've got bad news, and I've got really bad news." The fellow says, "What's the bad news?" He says, "You've only got 24 hours to live." "What's the very bad news?" "I should have told you yesterday." Now, there's two points to the story. First of all, for us as Catholic Christians, death isn't bad news because it is the beginning of the fullness of eternal life. And second, none of us knows when the Lord will be coming, when our last day will be. In the first reading, the prophet calls upon God's mercy. He acknowledges the people's sinfulness, their infidelity to the covenant relationship that God wants with them. And the prophet understands that their tribulations are because of that infidelity. As he said, "You have delivered us up to our guilt." In other words, the prophet understands that their sufferings is well deserved. But he also understands who God is and who we are. He understands that God is our Father, our Creator. He is our loving Father, and we are the work of His hands. And he understands that God will not abandon us if we seek His forgiveness, if we seek His face. Paul addresses the Corinthians in the same area with the understanding of the first reading that they are God's people. They are the church. We are the church. We have been much blessed by God's grace. And he reminds us that the Lord will keep us faithful if we allow him to. He will give us fellowship with him, an intimate relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And finally, we come to the Gospel according to Mark. And this year, year B, in the three-year cycle, most of the Gospels for Sundays will be from the Gospel according to Mark. And the Lord says, "Watch, because we do not know when the Lord is coming." Almost every Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, I usually remark about the fact that there are people who are here to celebrate with us the first Sunday of Advent last year. Some of them have been called to be with the Lord and are not with us this year. Therefore, we need to be ready. With all that's going on in the world around us, we wonder whether this might be the time, the last days. And in fact, these are the last days. And we have been living in the last days since the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost. And we are reminded that we don't know the day. I am reminded of a line from Fiddler on the Roof. When the Jewish people are being driven out of Anatevka, one of them says to the rabbi, "We've been waiting for the Messiah for so long. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come?" And the rabbi says, "We will just have to wait for him somewhere else." This is the place for us to wait. We understand, as the Jewish people did not, that the Messiah, Christ, has already come, and he will return, but when he comes, we do not know. What is our response to be? First of all, our response is not to be fear, but hope. This is the beginning of a new year. And so we ought to make New Year's resolutions. We ought to resolve to live fully in Christ as we can. We are to call upon him for the gift of charity, real actions of love, regardless of our feelings. We make the resolution to renew ourselves through prayer and especially through the scripture. And one of the suggestions for Advent is to go through the gospel according to Luke. If we started on Friday and we can do one chapter of the gospel according to Luke each day. Today would be the third chapter. And we will finish the gospel according to Luke on Christmas Eve, a great way of preparing for the celebration of the Lord's birth. We are called to make the resolution to pray, to renew ourselves for the Lord's coming by receiving the sacraments, especially the sacrament of penance. We should resolve to spend time in adoration, to ask God for the gift of joy, that we may not fear the Lord's coming, whether at the end of the world or at the end of our own lives, but we may watch with hope for the fulfillment of all that has been promised.